It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 National Agriculture Day Observance. Newsman Steve Alexander has the reports coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max, and welcome to the first day of March, which is the beginning of spring. That's right. Meteorological spring begins March 1st and goes through the end of May. Now, let's hope that Mother Nature gets that news and sends some spring-like weather to the Midwest. There are a lot of people who have had enough. Max is wrapping things up at the Commodity Classic in Orlando. And I will bet that you'll be able to see some highlights from the Classic on This Week in Agribusiness, the show that Max and Orion Samuelson host every weekend. You know, it's one of the many popular TV shows that are shot in the Chicago area. There is also Empire and Chicago PD and Chicago Fire and Chicago Med and others. It's big business for the state. Last year, more than $474 million were spent in Illinois, producing more than 500 projects. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will continue to be aggressive in luring projects to the state. Speaking of aggressive, I don't know of a more aggressive fish than the Asian carp. Go on the internet and watch videos of those things jumping out of the Illinois River and seemingly aiming at people in boats. They are also aggressive towards other types of fish, which is why states surrounding Lake Michigan have been working together to keep them out of the lake. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she is offering qualified support to the latest $750 million plan to battle the carp. That includes installing fish-blocking devices at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam near Joliet, Illinois. That's a key choke point between the carp-infested Illinois River and Lake Michigan. Along the Ohio River in southern Indiana, the story today is about a hospital that's going out of business after 10 years. Come April, over 200 people will lose their jobs. You know, one might think that as expensive as medical care is, it would be hard for a hospital to go under. But apparently not. Sports news, kind of. Former Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy has been accused of confronting and berating referees after a one-point loss by his stepson's high school basketball team. The Pulaski School District says McCarthy followed the officials as they left a game Tuesday. The referees filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. No comment from McCarthy or his representatives. You may recall that Mr. McCarthy was fired by the Packers in December. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.